My name is Matthew Smith. I am 19 years old. Today is November 12th, 2019. I'm speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Painter, who is the commanding officer of the ROTC program. We are recording this interview in Huntington, West Virginia. So, Lieutenant Colonel, where did you grow up and go to college?
So, I am an Army brat, I guess you could say. So, I was born in South Carolina, and then I lived there from basically 0 to about 3. Then I moved from there to Germany from 3 to 6. Then I moved to Louisiana from 6 to 12. And then from 12 to 15, back in Germany. And came back from Germany to South Carolina. That was about 8th grade, around that time, and I ended up staying in South Carolina until the end of my 10th grade year, at which time I went to Panama, the country of Panama, for my junior year of high school, and that was fun, that was an adventure, but I decided I wanted to finish high school back in South Carolina, so I returned to South Carolina for my senior year of high school. And then following high school, went to Newberry College, and did 4 years at Newberry College. Does that answer that question?
Yeah. Okay, what different MOSs have you held?
So, when I got into, when I was in college, I realized that my scholarships were staying the same and tuition was going up, so I looked into the Guard and became a 13 Fox, which is field artillery. MOS, so a forward observer, and then I looked into ROTC, so I became a S&P cadet or simultaneous membership cadet, and then whenever I completed college and got commissioned, I was branched military police. Since then, I have completed the senior transportation officer qualification course, so I essentially have had 3 MOSs, although I've never done anything with the 90 Alpha logistical officer MOS mm-hmm. as of yet, but maybe next assignment.
So where were you deployed and what did you do in your deployment?
So the last deployment was Baghdad, Iraq, and that was essentially full spectrum MP operations from the police transition teams that we were training. The Iraqi police was our main job, but we also did some of the area security mission, route recon and surveillance mission, and we did a couple detainee missions there. So it was full spectrum MP operations. Okay. That was during the surge in Iraq, so 2007-2008 time frame.
Mm-hmm. As an MP, what did you do in the Corps, and what was your rank when you started and got out?
So, as I said earlier, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant as an MP, and then I am still in, still an MP. As far as what I've done, I've done everything that the military police corps offers, with the exception of the CID, or Criminal Investigation Division.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those jobs are either NCO or warrant officers that do the that are agents. There's very few officers in CID, and assignments just haven't aligned for me to go be a battalion XO or a battalion commander of a CID unit.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done the law enforcement stuff at Fort Stewart. I've done the detainment stuff in Guantanamo Bay, and then the full spectrum stuff, the regular combat MP type stuff, plus the MP, the police transition teams in Iraq. So everything that the MP Corps has to offer.
What places have you traveled, and which place is your favorite, and why?
On the job or off the job?
On the job and then off the job.
So, like I said earlier, being a military brat, I got the opportunity to move a lot of different places. So, Germany is pretty neat, or at least it was, you know, when I, as a child, growing up in Germany. In the 80s and then the 90s. I was actually in Germany when the Berlin Wall came down. Louisiana was nice. Lots of good food. South Carolina's home. There's lots of, you know, good food there too. But as far as places I've traveled since I've been in the military, you know, kind of hit on those already was Fort Stewart. Well, first you go to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for basic, and Bolick. So Those Fort Leonard Wood's cold and not all that fun, but it's Missouri. I don't know, I've been a lot of places. From went and saw, I've been to Fort Dixon, New Jersey on multiple occasions, been to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin on multiple occasions, been out to Fort Hunter Liggett, which is in California. I've been to Fort McClellan, Alabama, been to Fort Stewart, Georgia, Fort Polk, Louisiana, Fort Sam Houston, Fort Lewis, Washington, of course Fort Jackson in South Carolina, and then Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Lots of different places on the job. As far as off the job, of course there's Incirlik, Turkey. There was also Shannon, Ireland. There was a couple of other different places that I've stopped along the way on the job. Off the job, went to Paris a couple of years ago with my wife to do a half marathon. This past May was our 10-year anniversary, so we went to the Mediterranean. Um, I guess it was last Christmas or... Yeah, I guess it was last Christmas that we went to Costa Rica. So... it's been fun. Definitely enjoyable. I like to travel.
A lot of traveling with the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which Army value do you find most important to you?
Integrity. you know, being honest, having integrity is, you know, a cornerstone of who you are. And knowing that someone can count on you, that your word is means something, that's definitely the one that is the most... means, I guess, the most to me of all of them, of the seven values.
So, how did you get where you are now, and like, what did you have to do to be promoted and to become an officer and all that?
So, as far as getting commissioned or ROTC, you know, you go through the program. Follow the instruction you're given, and then, you know, you come out the other side as a lieutenant, and then you hopefully you get taken under the wing of your platoon sergeant, and you build a good relationship with them, and they kind of mentor you and guide you along the way, and you grow up to be a competent lieutenant. And after 6 years as a platoon leader, well, 6 years as a lieutenant, I think about 5 years as a platoon leader, then I did, yeah, 6 years as a lieutenant / platoon leader. And then I did my first year as a captain, I was assistant operations officer. And then I was selected for command, so I did 3 years of command time. I had the opportunity to command the National Guard MP unit through just the regular M-Day, you know, drill weekend for a year. Then we got alerted, so all the mobilization training for the next year, and then I deployed with my MP company for that following year. So as I came back out of that rotation, then out of theater, whenever I got back to South Carolina, I had a couple months of time to get the company back to a drilling status, and then I changed out of command and I took the position of assistant S3 at the battalion. But at that point I switched from the guard over to the reserves, and I became a member of the reserve training battalion. That they had an MP team, so now I was working on the other side of the fence, where as a reserve soldier I was training those MP guardsmen that I just commanded during their ATs, or getting them ready to deploy, that sort of thing. I did that for about 6 months, and then I transitioned to a assistant professor of military science job at Jacksonville State University, which is in Fort McClellan, Alabama area, Anniston, Alabama. Did that for a couple of years, and then from there I moved to San Diego, California to do my S3 operations position at the 96 MP Battalion. Did that for 3 years, and left there, went to Fort Bragg, and was a member of the G33, which is the Readiness Operations Section, working in a 3-star headquarters. I worked in the basement. It was a very good broadening assignment to be able to see the big picture of the Army and how things are done, how business is conducted, and worked on the readiness of reserve units there, ones that were identified to deploy, to make sure their readiness was where it needed to be as they moved through the mobilization cycle, and then also worked on the readiness of units that were identified against contingency operations. Left there because I was nominated to fill this position here at Marshall University as a professor of military science. So right now I'm due to rotate out of here next summer, so summer of 2020, and right now I don't have an idea of where I'm going just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the Army has in store for me, hopefully in the next few months.
And finally, what advice would you give to a cadet that wants to become an officer in your program?
I would say put forth the effort. You know, don't just show up, but take part, get involved, and you know, it's just like anything in life, you get out of what you get out what you put in. So if you look at it as a PT test, if you're working out and you're trying to better yourself, then you're going to have a better result for that test, whether it's a PT test or whether it's an academic test or whatever the case is. The same thing with anything in life. You get involved, and have fun. You're going to get more out of it. You're going to learn a lot more, and you'll be better prepared for the future, whether you decide to be an Army officer or whether you decide this isn't for you and you just wanted to take some leadership classes, and it's going to benefit you in the long run.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.